This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Bellbrook High School. Here's project coordinator Basim Blund.
Teenagers celebrate getting their driver's license. And as parents, we worry.
This is Kayla Stevenson. I'm sophomore class president at Bellbrook High School. I play soccer for the school and am one of those hard workers that isn't super great at soccer. I mostly make up for it by sheer willpower and speed. Travis, my dad, he wanted to learn the guitar at age 40, and sometimes I walk in on him jamming out. My brother, Kaysen, was valedictorian last year. He comes into my room sometimes singing, dancing, and playing the ukulele. My mom, Katie, likes to come sit on my bed, giggling and talking with me about boys like we're both 16. We have this bond that is so much more than just best friends. Our talks easily translate into the car, since she used to drive me to all my activities. Once I got my permit, I'd drive with her next to me. After having my permit for a month, my mom was comfortable letting me drive to and from school, a 5-minute drive that I've taken countless times.
While Kayla was driving home that day, her and her mom approached the stop sign at an intersection.
Kayla, stop!
I realized that a car was pulling out right in front of us. They weren't looking at us. I remember the impact, how it took my breath away. We had run over some person's wire fence and narrowly missed a pole. My mom had pulled the emergency brake, and the airbags had deployed. I vaguely heard my mom whisper, "Get out of the car, Kayla." Stepping out of the car, I looked around. Do I call 911? Where's the girl who hit us? She had spun off the other side of the road. It was an SUV, so it had kind of crushed our small Hyundai Elantra. I was absolutely terrified. Where's Mom? I went around the car, and she was buckled over on her hands and knees. Mom was hurt in some way. I helped her up, and we limped together over to a nearby rock, seeing people rush over from across the street. Mom whispered to me to get my backpack and our phones and wallets out of the car. It smelled like smoke. Some lady said she was a nurse and was asking my mom what was wrong. It got scarier and scarier the longer my mom still hadn't caught her breath. I was terrified she would die. I didn't want my mom to die. She barely managed to tell me to call Kaysen, my brother, and tell him what happened. Kaysen remained calm and drove over through the neighborhood with my grandma. I remember seeing my grandma run across the street to hug me. She's not much of a runner, but that made me cry even more. And that made her move faster than I'd ever seen her move. The ambulance arrived and placed my mom inside. She called me to sit in the back with her. The lady in the back asked my mom how she would rate her pain. I heard her say, "Probably a 10. I remember certain people coming to visit us at the hospital. When Dad got to the room, he was the first to ask me if I was okay. I hadn't thought about it. My lip felt bruised. My collarbone hurt a little, likely from the seatbelt saving me from going through the front window. The news came back that my mom broke her sternum. The day after, my dad had me get in the car and drive. He told me I could not let myself become too scared of driving to ever drive again. I got my license a couple weeks ago. I had to. I'm involved in too many sports and too many activities to keep asking others for a ride. For Dayton Youth Radio at Bellbrook High School, this is Kayla Stevenson.
That's a story entitled All Right, Okay, written and produced by Kayla Stevenson, a junior at Bellbrook High School. Special thanks to Katie Bills-Tenney. For Dayton Youth Radio, This is Basine Blood.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.